Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Whose theme is this?
I don't know this one.
The graphic shows the NFL Network logo and the NBC logo, but it's Thursday Night Football. It's also from 7 years ago. Wanted to see if you
This is inactive.
Gotcha. I want to see if you guys could figure it out.
Never heard it. No, I can't. I might have heard it, but never in my life.
No.
The NFL has put out a cool graphic that they do every year. One player from every team standing in front of the location of the upcoming Super Bowl, which this year is the Superdome.
New Orleans.
In New Orleans. So it's one player from every team. And, of course, as I think they would do every year, the guy, and recently especially, the guy standing the closest.
Mahomes.
In the middle is Mahomes.
Yeah.
There are two other players on his, let's call it his flanks. Two other players that are next to Mahomes staring at the Superdome.
Okay.
From behind. Who are those two players?
Lamar?
No. Lamar is in aisle two. He's in right in front, directly in front of Mahomes.
Burrow?
Nope. Burrow is weirdly, I mean, I don't take it too seriously. Burrow is like not on the graphic. No, sorry, he is. He's on row four. So not Burrow.
Jared Goff.
No. Allen's one of them.
Oh, okay. I figured Allen wouldn't be, or else you wouldn't be asking
no,
me this.
Allen is standing right next to Patrick Mahomes. I'm not actually asking because of Allen, but I'm asking because who is the other quarterback standing to his left?
Hurts.
It's Mahomes center, Allen on the right, and then who is next to Mahomes and Allen staring at the Superdome?
Jordan Love.
No. No. Neither.
Do I have to name all 32? Who is it?
Caleb Williams.
All right.
Who decided that? The guys directly in front of them, Rodgers, Jackson, Stroud, and McCaffrey are the four right in front of those. But it's, hey guys, who should we put in the very back? Like they're the closest. Who staring off at the Super Bowl location? Mahomes, put Allen next to him, and let's put Caleb Williams next to him.
Yeah. How many non-quarterbacks?
McCaffrey.
Like TJ Watt?
Micah Parsons. TJ Watt is correct. Yep. Miles Garrett. Mike Evans. Justin Jefferson. Chris Olave. I mean, who would you put for the Saints? Tyreek Hill. DK Metcalf. Max Crosby. DeAndre Hopkins way at the front. You can hardly see him. The guys at the way front, you can hardly see. Max Crosby, DeAndre Hopkins, Patrick Surtain, and someone named Lawrence the second.
Trevor Lawrence?
No, because Trevor Lawrence is in the middle.
I think it's a Giants player.
Dexter Lawrence.
That's who they picked for the Giants? Dexter Lawrence?
I guess so.
I mean, you can hardly see him. He's in the nosebleeds.
Yeah. All right, so I went and I watched the final drive of Bills Chiefs. Why would you do that?
The season begins where we're finally ready to move on to 2024.
I went back and I watched that final. I actually watched the
whole drive?
I watched the second half. I watched the whole second half.
How long did that take? There's the condensed
Yeah, it
games,
took like
right?
5 minutes.
Without commercials.
That does not take long at all.
That's right.
So I watched the second half. I watched the fake punt. Yeah, okay. That happened.
Where they alerted everybody that basically they were going to do it.
I watched the Mecole Hardman fumble.
Yep.
Because he fumbled out of the end zone. The Bills caught a break there. He was 3 microns from being down.
It was reviewed, I think.
It was. The reason I kind of went back and watched it, sometimes I do this, and I watched the Texans game. When the Bills lost to the Texans and they blew that 19-point lead, 16-point lead, I remember watching that game a second time, and it was fun to watch because the Bills were so good that first half, and they caught bad breaks. And
the Houston playoff game?
Yeah, you watch the Houston playoff game.
Also, the second half is so chaotic, it's unbelievable to look at.
It is absolutely incredible. You cannot believe...
it's insane.
Multiple times, you cannot believe they lost the game. And it's also...
You also can't believe they came back to tie it. Allen took a 40-yard sack.
I know.
With like a minute left, and they somehow got the ball back.
It's
a crazy game.
It was on something crazy. So anyway, the final drive of the Chiefs game. Things I did not remember. I also, by the way... Like, the Bills had their fake punt, and then there's the fumble out of the end zone, and then the Bills get the ball, and the Chiefs get it again, and the Bills have to force a punt. And in true Mahomes fashion, like, get ready to get mad tonight. Because, okay, this is before the final drive. Before the final drive, what happens? The Bills stop the Chiefs. Holy cow, they did it.
Really quick side note, do you know how they stopped them? Did you watch the third down play?
Well, there are depends which third down play.
Okay, because the one play I have in my mind is they finally got around to putting Dorian Williams in the game, and he chased Mahomes out of the pocket and prevented him from scrambling to the sideline.
That is correct. That's how they got the Chiefs off the field before getting the ball back for the final drive.
Right.
Right before that, they had stopped the Chiefs, and I'm sure you'll see it tonight. You got the third down incompletion, Mahomes points, and here comes the flag, pass interference, defense. A third down pass interference.
I remember that.
Mahomes, don't forget, he's good at a lot of things.
He's the good thing at the point.
The thing he's the best at in the world is telling the official to throw the flag for him. Hey, you owe me. Boom, it's out. It was late.
Well, they didn't want him to, you know, flip out and cry again.
I found myself getting so mad as it's third down, incomplete. It's enough time for them to switch camera angles, and then a flag comes across the screen like, oh, here we go. We're going to get more of this. Anyway, on to the final drive. On this final drive, you know, it's Allen. There's some design runs. It's a lot of quick throws. Quick throw to Kincaid. A throw to Knox where he picks up a first down and he gets hit and he's shaken up on the field. They throw to Diggs a couple times. I did not remember that they had thrown to Diggs. One of them is batted at the line, right? It's a quick throw to Diggs, not there because it's batted down. Another time he's looking for Diggs on a short pass, and it nearly gets picked off. Their passing offense, after the big, huge throw down the field with the drop, after that, it's all dinks and dunks. It's all short passes. Everything is so short. But there's one play that nobody remembers.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid.
The GelFlex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
And you're listening right now like, I bet I do. Maybe. I couldn't find anyone that remembered. I asked a lot of people about this game yesterday. Third down. I only know of this play existing because I was going through the box score, and I watched it just to see this play. Like, was it a scoring error? Mm-hmm. Was there a fumbled snap? Josh Allen fumbled on that final drive.
Mm-hmm.
And not just fumbled, but like ball out, two Chiefs hands on it.
Yep.
And then Spencer Brown gets on that ball, and the Bills continue their drive.
I watched it too. He's like the only Bill in the – it's like one on three.
Yeah. It's another one of these plays where the Bills are kind of fortunate. Like, they were unlucky, the Bills, in the way that they were injured. They were unlucky in the way that, well, if you want to say it's unlucky that Diggs dropped that ball. But in this game, Diggs fumbled on the first play. They got it back.
Yep.
Hardman fumbled out of the end zone for the most punitive fumble you can get. And Allen on the final drive fumbles into space.
Mm-hmm.
And Spencer Brown's back on that ball.
So they were 3 for 3 on fumble luck.
I don't remember if there are other fumbles, but on those three,
okay,
yeah.
These three, they were 3 for 3. Yeah.
But the thing that it got me thinking about for this game was, like, batted balls, short passes. It got me back into thinking about the season as a whole. And the change from Dorsey to Brady, one of the things they were able to do is complete drives. They looked a little more buttoned up. But even in this game, it kind of reminds me, like, as you said, that Houston playoff game was chaotic. This game, this Chiefs-Bills game for the Bills, they couldn't get anything down the field. They had the Diggs drop. They had the Sherfield drop. It was another game where they were sloppy. The one thing that this offense really probably needs, and I wonder how much like this is a message for McDermott. Like, what do you want? You know, explosive plays, balance, blah 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 blah. We talked about this the other day about the turnovers. I mean, Dorsey got fired because the guys turned the ball over. Dorsey probably gets fired because James Cook had a couple of fumbles and a pass went off of Gabe Davis's hands. Like, it wasn't Dorsey's fault they were turning the ball over. And the switch to Brady was in large part to clean things up. And even in the playoff game, while they were efficient, I guess, they moved the ball, they put up their points, they were still sloppy. Ball on the ground. You know, Allen is the most overrated quarterback in football because of turnovers, and people don't trust him because of turnovers. And here's one where on the final drive of the game, just like that Houston game, like, he's running for a first down, and he gets hit, and that ball's on the ground. Like, sloppy. And if there's one thing you might want from the Bills this year, it might be Allen on fumbles. It might be the sloppy part of it. Because interceptions, it's going to happen. I'm okay with it. He's winging it down the field. There's no such thing as a arm punt fumble. The ball's on the ground. You're taking chances there. And taking chances with the ball. That Houston game, right? He has that lateral play, which...
Yeah,
whatever. Yes. I would still defend that play.
What?
I would defend that play.
Why? You have before?
Sure. Absolutely.
You've defended them lateraling the ball to Dawson Knox on the final minute of a playoff game.
Yes.
Was clearly not ready for it.
That's his fault. He also tried to lateral a ball to Isaiah McKenzie in Kansas City 2 years ago in a game that they won.
Ooh.
Whatever.
Over under half a lateral for Josh Allen
this season?
This season.
Over. I hope it's over. I'm into it.
I think I agree. I think he will lateral a football this year.
I'm ready for chaos, Josh Allen. I'm ready for another season of, you know, it's really going to be about staying on schedule. I feel like this is where the conversation's going, though. Like, seeing that fumble on the final drive, what happens if that gets recovered by the Chiefs? What's the offseason about? What do we talk about? Allen, ball,
it's more about
security.
Turnovers, right?
I mean, sure, the Diggs drop would have been before that, but ball security...
Yep.
Cleaning things up. And I just wonder how much that is a message for this offense this year. Cleaner. We've got to be clean. They were such a sloppy team last year.
All over the place. He did only fumble 7 times, which was... He had 13 the season before that. Mm. So he's kind of been back and forth. He had a 14 fumble season earlier in his career. So he was down to 7 last year. That does not include playoffs. And that's fumbled and lost. Or, excuse me, not recovered by yourself and... It's just how many times you fumbled. Doesn't matter who recovered it. Yeah.
Crazy. What a finish to that game. They get down the field. They run a fourth down play to Khalil Shakir.
Did you mention the two plays before the fumble, by the way?
The two plays before
the fumble are both targets to Diggs that are just 1,000% uncatchable. Like, quick throws to Diggs, the first of which is, like, at the ground, no chance. Second of which is actually at the Chief player.
It was almost a pick.
It
was almost intercepted.
Yeah, and Diggs kind of puts his arm up and knocks it and makes it tougher for the Chief guy to catch it. McDuffie, I think it was.
But then they get down close, and they run on first down, and the second down throw to Shakir, and the third down throw out of play. And it's just kind of like, there it goes. And then the other thing is, I watched the Tyler Bass kick, which I had not done that before either. Right, I was at the game, and I was mad when Tyler Bass walked onto the field. I think the Bills should have gone for that fourth down. So I had never gone back and watched the kick to hear what Jim Nance said during the kick.
Mm-hmm.
You ever heard this?
No.
We should be more upset with Jim Nance. He did the thing.
Did he say something he's never missed a kick under 50 in the playoffs.
He didn't do that. Here it is. Here's Nance as Bass lines up to take this kick.
Lines it up, not even like kicking it.
No, lines it up.
Okay. 44 yards, Bass.
Before that. He talks about how McDermott has total faith in Bass even though he went 1-for-3 last week. He says if we need him to make a kick, he's going to make it. And then he misses.
That is the jinx.
Jim Nance says. The coach says, go ahead. All right, 803-0550, 1-888-552-550. If you're on hold, stick with us. We'll get some calls on this.
When we come back also, the Kelseys have come out with a cereal. Did you see this?
Is it?
You'll never guess. You could take 1,000 guesses. You will never guess what is in this box.
A bunch of C's. It's Kelsey's.
It's called Kelsey Mix.
Okay. Great.
Also, I have Caitlin Clark, stat of the day, when we come back.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.